rwe Shona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stuwe in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic this Friday, December the 4th, 2020, where the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe says that the numbers are escalating. Currently, we have 10,424 active cases of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, with 8,754 recoveries. And the ones that are active right now stand at 1,390. So the cumulative, which means all the cases that Zimbabwe has, are over 10,000. And we look at the deaths as well, have increased with 280 deaths, Gibbs.
And worldwide, Marvelous, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 65 million people who have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 1,509,544 have died. And in USA, the same hospital reports that 14 million people have contracted COVID-19 and 276,406 have actually died. Zulukandaba, kumbe li vugenjani, kumbe li lelenjani, kuna ampala pelikona. Yes, kuna marapita kune ngisi tuwezi chieneo, kukunye kwa nkwene skuluma kako sivili ni COVID-19. Uthi COVID-19 sikhuluma manje kona manje unganihlasela kunye okumangalisayo. Nxa sikhangela ke 10,424 abantu sebebanjwe COVID-19 kusukela ngombimbitho lonyaka. Bese kusithi ke abayi 8,754 ngabantu asebephephe kumkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi ke abayi 280 sebabhubha. Konke lokhu ke kwethulwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Nxa sikhangela emhlabeni wonke jikelele, iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi kunabantu 65 million asebebanjwe COVID-19. Kuti 1,509,544 sebabhubha. Siyabika njalo isibhedlela lesithi kunabantu 14 million kule Melika asebebanjwe COVID-19. Kuti ke abayi 276,406 sebabhubha. Kunjalo Marvelous.
Aiwa kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai musi wechishanu December 4, 2020. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington nasi tine nyaya dzakawanda dzatichange tiri kutarisa ipo pano. Tichatarisa isu nyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 zviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica panyaya yedenda iro reCOVID-19 uyezve panyaya yesarudzo. Apo tiri kuona kutambidzwana kwemasimba kubva kuna vaDonald Trump vemaRepublican, masimba achienda kuna vaJoe Biden vemaDemocrats, kuri kuramba iko kuchinetsa vaDonald Trump vachiramba vakatsika madziro kuti sarudzo dzakabiridzirwa. Asi avo vanoongorora zvesarudzo imo muno uyezve nemamwe mapazi ehurumende ari kuti iwo aiwa sarudzo dzakaitwa zvakanaka uyezve zvakabuda musarudzo ndozvicharamba zviripo. Takaona vaTrump vachitaura ivo mazuva apfuura aya kuti vakamirira kuti vaone kuti Electoral College Committee ichagara ichataura here ichidoma vaBiden semukundi uyezve vaBiden vakatotanga ivo kudoma makurukota ehurumende yavo uyezve vakatarisirwa kuti vagadzwe pachigaro musi waJanuary mwedzi unouya musi wa20. Asi tombotarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yeCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinotiro pane vanhu 10,424 vawanikwa ivo vachibatira denda iri reCOVID-19 uyezve pane vanhu 8,754 vawanikwa ivo vachinaya kubva kudenda iri. Totarira vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Pari zvino vakamira vari pa280 kubva kudenda iri. Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous. The other issue that we are going to discuss today is the US election. We know that the U.S. election was conducted on the 3rd of November. And up to now, President Donald Trump has not conceded defeat to Mr. Joe Biden of the Democratic Party. So indications are that Mr. Trump is saying he was cheated in this election and has been sending tweets after tweets, saying that he was actually cheated. So we know that tomorrow is going to Georgia, where there's two crucial senatorial elections, pitting Republicans and Democrats. And he's going to be campaigning there, despite the fact that he's saying, the election was rigged. So some people are saying, of course, now, what are they going to believe in? that he's campaigning, saying the election was rigged. At the same time, he's saying, okay, now let's go for the same elections. So it's a crucial situation. So Singazukuti, how do you see that? Marvelous.
Aiwa, tiri kuona isu sekutaura kuri kuita Gibbs kuti vaDonald Trump vakatarisirwa ivo mangwana kuenda kuGeorgia uko kune sarudzo dzevadare vemusenate dzakakosha nekuti maDemocrats nemaRepublican parizvino vari kutsvaga ivo kuti vawane nhengo dzekuti vaone senate ichizoenda kwavari. Saka vaTrump vari kuti ivo vari kuenda ikoko, asi pamusoro pezvo taona vari padande mutande reTwitter muzuva ranhasi vachienderera mberi vakatsika madziro kuti ivo sarudzo dzakabirirwa. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo tichinzwa kubva kunyanzvi dzakasiyana-siyana kuti vanoona sei zviri kuitika izvozvi musarudzo dzemuno muAmerica. Zvinorevei kunyika dzakadai sevana Zimbabwe? Uko tinoona mapato nyanya mapato vanopikisa vachitaura ivo kuti dzimwe dzenguva sarudzo dzinobirirwa. Saka zvii zvavangadzidze kubva zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica, Gibbs?
Yes, we also discussed the issue of, the role of the opposition in Zimbabwe. We've got the opposition people here, and lucky enough, we've got a ZANU-PF activist as well. So let's start with the U.S. elections. Welcome to the program, Mr. Musani Musantini. He's one of the guys that has been helping us a lot in terms of breaking down what is happening in USA. So, siyabonga
kakhulu. No, siyabonga baba, do it again.
So, as a starting point, where is USA today in terms of the election and what's going to happen in the next few days?
No, I think at this point, Dube, we have a clear and bulletproof roadmap. I think we have gone through the challenges that we are facing, the challenges that the democracy was facing, especially having Donald Trump making some noise over unfounded fraud or fraudulent activities with the elections. But where we are right now, we have a clear roadmap. We know that next week, Tuesday, December 8th, we have what is called ESF Harbor, which is a deadline that was set by Congress, that each and every state, they have to finalize the elections. And they normally have to do this 6 days before the electors, the Electoral College meets, which they're going to meet on Monday, December 14th. And the electors will meet in their respective states to, you know, finally vote and endorse the president-elect. We are hoping that they'll follow the will of the people and elect President Biden. Also, on Wednesday, December 23rd, the results from the Electoral College will be officially presented to the officials. And then on January 3rd of 2021, the new Congress that was elected in November will actually sit. And then we know you were just talking about the Georgia elections for the Senate runoff, which will happen on Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. And then on Wednesday, January 6th, 2021, a joint session of the Congress will meet, and they will formally elect the votes declared and also declare the results, meaning they will look at the Electoral College votes and make them final. And then after that, about 2 weeks later, Wednesday, 28th of January, 2021, we have the inauguration. The new administration will come in, or Trump will go back. But we're hoping that the will of the people will be upheld, and come January 2021, Biden and Harris will be inaugurated.
Thank you very much. Marvelous.
Aiwa, tochingamidza vasimba mujuru veZANU-PF vari pano regai timbonzwa kwavari. Imi muri kuona sei zviri kubuda izvi musarudzo dzemuno muAmerica?
Thank you so much, Loveness, and nice to be here again, and wishing all the viewers well. I think there's two sides to this. The one side is democracy at the play. You see how everything is structured in the U.S. We know that every election is going to be the first Tuesday of November, and we know that somebody is going to be inaugurated on the 20th of January next month, giving space for people that want to challenge to be able to challenge and let the process go through. I also honestly believe that people need to be given an opportunity to challenge if they want to challenge, just like what happened in Zimbabwe, where if somebody wants to challenge, they can use the legal system. So that's what we're seeing. Democracy is messy, and sometimes it can take this twist and turns, but eventually we hope that the will of the vote prevail at the end of the day. That's what we hope for.
Mm-hmm. Ndirikuona pana vankululeko amenoti muri kutinzwa here. Vasibanda. Aiwa rekati dzokere zvakare kuna vamujuru kuti saka imise maonero enyu says anopf. Zvinokunakira here kuti tikuona va Joe Biden varivo vari kupinda pachigaro?
Well, being an activist or ZANU-PF supporter in America, Mr. Joe Biden, the president-elect, is not new to Zimbabwean issues. As you know, he was one of the sponsors for Zidera in 2001. So we hope when he gave a speech and said, let's have a fresh start, we hope he means his words. We hope he has an opportunity to correct that wrong, because we still believe Zidera was wrong. So let's give him a chance to correct that error that he made.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Nkululeko Sibanda can hear us. Mr. Sibanda, welcome to the program. Mr. Nkululeko Sibanda, can you hear me?
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. So can you tell us what do you think?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. So now, looking at the U.S. elections, what's your take on what is going on right now?
Oh, well, look, the U.S. elections once again put the United States at the pinnacle or an example of democracy. The guiding rule here is that you see what has happened with President Trump so far not having conceded defeat, and the unusual hullabaloo that has followed the election. But also the different nature of the last 4 years in America, kind of unusual administration there. It is merely an indication of how successful democracy can be in restoring itself to its usual position. The cardinal rule there is that what has happened is an exception that proves the rule, that proves the strength of democracy rather than prove its weakness. So it is actually an exciting time, I think, for democracy to have this attempt to challenge systems, to challenge traditions, to challenge convention, and to challenge conventional wisdom. I think that it tells us that democracy allows that to happen, and then it takes corrective action by itself, and it can be successful in preserving itself. So while it may to some people who are not thinking about politics every day and organizing society every day, to those that do that very regularly, you find here an indication of a great success for the very noisy and disorderly democracy, as the gentleman said earlier. It shouldn't be a chorus democracy. It must be a noise. It must be a discord.
Hmm. Now, I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Innocent Diwali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs, and how are you?
No, we're very fine. Tell us, what's your take on what's going on in America?
Yeah, in America, well, we can draw a bit of similarities between Trump and, you know, I'm sorry to say, obviously, other people may have a different opinion, but in terms of this kind of disputing the outcome of an election, we can draw similarities with what we have even in our situation in our midst, because while the others may have maybe some kind of reasonable legitimacy to dispute, but we draw similarities whereby some people will dispute issues, they go to court, but they lack evidence. We've seen that. I mean, we've seen MDC doing that in Zimbabwe, where they've disputed things and they promised us that they've got V11s. When they get to court, they didn't have sufficient evidence. Trump is doing the same. But what I can say about America is that finally the law of democracy in America will prevail, because their democratic systems are very strong. We will see very, very soon where the electoral college will, you know, will sit, and they will then make it clear that President Trump lost. That usually us in EFF, we do not entertain what happens in America, what happens, you know, in terms of their systems. But just because we are discussing it, I believe that it is good for humanity. It is good for this prosperity of the world, that a racist, a very bad man is being removed in his first term from leading one of the most powerful countries in the world. But eventually he will have to go. His friends are turning against him. We've seen the attorney general speaking out. We've seen a lot of governors speaking out, and he's pressuring a lot of them. But eventually he will have to go. He's got no room. But at least this will come to an end. But our situation in Zimbabwe, we still have a party that continue to dispute the outcome, continue to say that Zimbabwe does not have a president, yet we a president in office.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndibali. But using the word bad person, maybe there's many people that are supporting him. Remember, Mr. Donald Trump has 74 million votes, you know?
But this is a man, this is a man who told Africa, you know, with
something. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, okay.
We do not, you know, he has to know that it means he earned him the title of being a bad person.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. So, marvelous.
Ndinoda kumbobvunza vasibanda tichinzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemutaura abva kutaura panyaya yenyaya yemuZimbabwe kuti vari kutaura ivo kuti tinoona mapato anopikisa achiitawo zviri kuitika muAmerica asi vataurawo maonero avo, saka toda kunzwawo kubva kuna vasibanda kuti vanoona sei zvataurwa izvi.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti munoziva kuti nyaya dzinoda kuti tisatatsitara tinyatsodziongorora. You're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. It doesn't work. The American electoral system, munhu wese anenge achiziva kuti ballot rakamira sei, rinobva apa richienda pakati nepakati. My elections are not managed by a central organization, you see. And the disputation is very clear. When there's a dispute, it will be very clear. Tobva tatiwo zve kana chitarisa nyaya yekoti yatakaenda, hatina kuenda kukoti kunoproducer mab11, takaenda kukoti kunotaurira zvakataurwa kukoti yekumalawi, kukoti yekusouth Africa, kuti my elections must be credible. Takati isu ZEC yanga yachinja manhamba rutatu, naizvozvo hatichaziva kuti nhamba chachaya ndeipi. Ndozvakaitwa kumalawi pakachinjwa manhamba pamavotes neelectoral commission ichishandisa tipex, kuno kutakashandisa Excel, Microsoft Word application, and Microsoft Office application. Astakaita zvimweni chete zvakaitwa kuMalawi. Malawi ikataiwa hazviitwe. Majudges ekuMalawi akatotaura nenyaya yemuZimbabwe, nokuti inyanzvi kaidzi panyaya dzemutemo. Vakatiwo zvakataurwa neSupreme Court yekuZimbabwe kusaziya kana kuti kutopenga chaiko. Muri kuona. Saka I'm not going, handizouyi pano kuzotanga kuita nharo nemunhu, nharo dzakatopedzwa nemamwe majudges enyika mbiri, South Africa neMalawi, dzinenge dzichitori nedemokrasi, dziri kutobudirira nevatungamiri vavo. Zvinoreva kuti we should actually be emulating South Africa and Malawi, because these countries are progressing with their democracy. To then say Zimbabwe must be an example unto itself is nearly, you know, that is what I'll do when I'm a bit tipsy. I'll say when I'm a bit tipsy.
Mm-hmm. Dips.
Yes, so looking at what is going on, let's bring in Mr. Busane Mbusontini so that he can give us his take on exactly what he thinks about the U.S. elections and where the country is going. So, Babuntini, ngasis kangela sibili utukumele kukwenza kaleni kuyapambili. Ubona nganu kambaja.
No, I think, Baba Dube, like I said earlier on, US, I think democracy has actually self-corrected itself. I think the past 4 years, we are not actually living in a democratic country. But I think the elections of 2020 have actually self-corrected and put us back to where we need to be. I think at this point, I believe the gentleman from ZANU-PF indicated that, you know, every candidate has a right to request recounts or to challenge any election results. But I think that has already passed. At this point, I don't think Trump has any active cases out there. They have all been kicked out. The only thing that even Trump's team is waiting for now is the meeting of the Electoral College, which will happen, you know, on actually on Monday, December 14th. But I think it is clear what's happening here, Dube. As you know, the elections in the U.S., they are mainly influenced by what we call the super PAC, the Political Action Committees. Trump is, you know, holding on to what his last hope. And I think what he's trying to do here is to raise as much funds, and then he's going to create his own super PAC. I think, you know, Trump is going to be a player in the coming years. He'll be sponsoring candidates of his choice. So any candidate within the Republican Party that came out and opposed him, he'll be actually sponsoring their opponents. So I think Trump, in terms of being a president come 2021, he knows that chapter has closed, the book has been closed, but I think he will try to influence the U.S. elections in the future by creating his own super PAC. Because, I mean, he's been raising a lot of funds lately, and like you said, he has like 74 million people that voted for him. These are people that they follow him blindly, and whatever he says goes. Yeah.
Or religiously.
Religiously, yeah.
I disagree with that fact.
Go ahead.
Look, and a lot of American pundits who are probably not really political experts say this thing. Trump does not have 74 million votes. What Trump has is a tribal vote of the Republican Party, okay? Most of the people that voted for Trump are people who are voting for the party rather than Trump. Trump has a small and sizable, very loudy minority of proper racists. They made around the Bertha movement. But when Trump is out of power and is not leading the Republican Party, he's not going to have as much support as you think in terms of the numbers. What he will have, though, is a noisy minority, and that is a fact. That day, Trump is not going to have a lot of influence going forward, because the person who's going to take over from him, if they're a politician at all, is going to try and be the opposite of Trump, because Trumpism has failed immediately. Trumpism may be repeated in another 20 years, but it won't be repeated in the immediate aftermath. Trumpism, remember, isn't just Trumpism. This is Nixonianism. This is what Nixon did, the Southern strategy, racism, trying to whip up that vote and get people who've never been voting to come back and vote from the rural areas. That is what's happened here. Trump is Nixon reincarnate, but a little bit with more steroids on him, because he doesn't have just as much.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ntini, then we go to Mr. Mchuru. Just a quick reaction.
Yes. Dr. Spanda, we are saying he has 74 million because people voted for him. And also we are saying so because when you look at the Republican Party and look at their identity for the past 4 years, it's no longer the same Republican Party. The Republican Party of today is a Trump Republican Party. They have lost their identity. Yes, there is a chance that they may change to something else in the future. But when you look at his ability to raise funds, and the fact that I'm talking about the super PAC, I don't know if you understand, you know what the super PACs are here in the US. They have big influence on elections.
Decision on finance.
Yes, can hold on, Dr. Swanda. Jenny, I guess you're done.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
Let's go to Mr. Mjuru.
I think Mr. Mjuru kana mukakwanisa kumbotaura neShona mchitaurawo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pezvataurwa navantini naDr. Sibanda.
Yeah, then in English as well.
And English as well. I'll try and mix if that's okay. I wanted to touch on something that we talked about earlier on. Then I'll touch on this now. I think it's important that we don't debate all debates. I'm referring to us talking about the challenge in Zimbabwe versus MDC, and that, I mean, that's past. We need to look past that now. When you talk about Trump not having supporters, I don't think that's true. Trump was on the ballot. And not only was he on the ballot, he instructed people to show up on election day to vote. And 74 million people came to vote. So he's got support. I think what's kind of unique is some of them are quiet because they're scared of being labeled racist. So they're not coming out to defend, because then they're playing their card to say, this is who I voted for. These people wanted to vote quietly. So that's why you see they're not going so crazy. I mean, coming out and going crazy on social media, because they don't want that stigma. So to say Trump does not have support, I disagree with that. And also, elections are about strategy. If Trump is putting himself in a position to be able to influence elections later to the benefit of his party, that's something any citizen has got the right to do. So I don't see anything against it, or I don't think see it as a bad thing. It's a part and parcel of democracy. So therefore, I think once every state has been certified and it's clear who the winner is, I think it's going to simmer down a little bit. Then it picks up again when the next election comes, the midterm elections in a couple of years. Okay. Maonirangu inini mutungamiriri Donald Trump wemunoma America. Azvireve kuti haana vanhu vanomuteera. Vanhu vanomuteera variko vakawanda nekuti iye akavhoterwa nevanhu. Saka vanhu vakatomira mutsetse kuti vamake kuti ndivo vanoda iye. 74 million vakazviita izvozvo. Saka manje chikuru manje chaapo apa ndechekuti vanhu ivavava vanofunga kana kuti vanofila sei kuti vauye pamasaisai vachitaura zvavanofunga. Vamwe vachona vanotya kunzi zvo vanhu vesarura ganda, vamwe vacho vanotya kuti muchadzoka mwataura mashoko akaipa. Saka vanhu vaya vanoda kungoenda kunovhota vakanyarara vodzokera kudzimba dzavo. Asi mukuru uyu chokwadi ndechekuti zvo ane vanhu vanomuteera. Vanhu vanomuteera zvokuti nyango kwaaita kuungana nevanhu vaiuya vachinzwa zvaanotaura. Saka pamwe vari kuronga kuti zvo kunoya mamwe masarudzo emakore achateera ka vanenge vakarongekanawo, chiri chinhu chinokurudzirwa munyika ine democracy like America or any other country, even muZimbabwe futi.
Yes, marvelous. We've got another guest, and that is Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. He's an independent political commentator based in London. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Baba.
Yes, and Mr. Mlalazi is a Trump supporter. So tell us a bit about, you know, you have heard these guys talking, chipping there. So are you happy with what some of them are saying, that Mr. Trump doesn't have any kind of sting? Like, you know, people are just supporting the Republican Party and not Mr. Trump.
Yeah, I believe your listeners can understand the very so I'll keep it.
Go ahead, say, yeah. Who's on the telephone in there? So the telephone is also.
Yeah, it can be true that with Trump, Agana supporters and people are just following blindly. That's not correct. It's not true. It's false. Trump was not a politician. Actually, not a politician. He just came from the society. And he proved to the world that it's possible for things to happen. He became a leader from Norway. So over with Trump, Nandi Baba Duga Ma Uyen Gat. Mouse born again, we are Mouse born again, who would do a gang and up and one Nandi Moyes wins and we are shown the wins and what are the new ones that we are. So I doubt today, you know, it is one majority of American people, they are racist. Our systems in America that say you conquer the world and rule. That's a racist system, which is a wicked one.
Sure.
In particular, if a little nation like Zimbabwe, for instance, if they are fighting with leaders, above all, people are suffering in Zimbabwe. If you look at the way they are fighting the COVID, for instance, and you look at the people who are dying of hunger in a country like Zimbabwe, mean, as leaders, they say America is saying this, democracy in America. What is this, the name democracy, the definition of democracy mean? Except if they satisfy a certain party, like those opposing parties, mainly in Africa, that they sponsor, to sing and praise people like those leaders in America that we see today. If you go to the United Nations, you will see when Trump is speaking, that room will be packed with white people. At the moment, an African leader stands up, they are empty. They all run away. So what are you taking with America? There's democracy in America. There's democracy in Africa. That's why our African leaders, they have to take guns and fight for us to be recognized. So, but we must stop praising it. Africa, that's where democracy lives. That's where democracy thrives. There's no democracy in America. And the good thing that I will always, in my lifetime, I will always say a man like Trump is a real leader because Trump is exposed to Marxism and has told Abantu through the man is called the Black Professor, but not recognizing that a black man can be important in society. There will also only think that you need to wear glasses and wear a white man to be to see another black man, which is not right. So Trump has told us Africans, enough, we must stop praising other races. Let's praise our race and let's make Africa be great, like Jim saying, America, let's make America great again, meaning they are on their own, we are on our own.
Mm-hmm. Jibale, I think you are hearing what Mr. Mlalazi is saying. So hold on there, Mr. Mlalazi, and mute your phone. So, Mr. Ndibali, go ahead, sir.
As I have said, Uguti, the system here states has gotten rid of umuntu oyo racist, umuntu olenhliziyo embi, and umuntu ongelazwelo lamanye amazwe other than amanye ama racist surrounding him. So into enzakele ukuthi the game is over for uTrump and uyakwazi konoko kodwa thina esizakutsho ukuthi ama Africans must wake up not to pander to indaba zama Americans lama British ukuthi yibo abangani bafuna ukusifundisa ngedemocracy ngoba indaba le democracy konoko khulunywe ngobaba umlalazi the truth of the matter ukuthi thina we must focus on uniting the continent, on having a borderless Africa, on strengthening the security aspect of Africa so that we can defend ourselves as a continent. And we entrench the culture yetu into our practices as a politics. Singahambi siyakuba ngo yes, yes sir, yes ma'am. Emakiwentina baba kipse sebenza labantu laba esiba manager esiba qhatshayo esiba xothe okutwa ngamakhiwa asibe sabi njalo sibabona beyiziwula abanye bakhona so engakutsho mina ukuthi hayi ubaba uTrump vele mayehambe enza kutsho okokugcina ukuthi ngifisa ukuthi after this first ama consequences akhe sebengamngenisa nje ejele ngibone ngani into ayenzayo le nje is not to play for the future is to play and protect himself of ezinye izinto ayeziyenza kubusiness ezinye izinto akaze eziyenza esebenzisa i-office ye-presidency so singabona nje uTrump usefakwa ejele for a long time and singabona nje uTrump even labantu abakhe sebefakwa nje ejele because there are a lot of things that undoda lo azenzileyo okokugcina ukuthi mina ngibona ngani eZimbabwe we must learn to accept ezinye izinto sometimes baba Sibanda njenge leader ku MDC alliance ezinye izinto ikakhulu nxa ungumuntu kumele uzame ukudefenda ilizwe lakho lama institutions kodwa usebenze ukuthi wa improve awungeke wena wapraise ama institutions awe South Africa lawe Malawi and failing to support your own institutions ama courts enu And yet, a lot of people within MDC are officers of AMA very courts that you are criticizing. So, mina engucho ukuthi I decision ye court, sometimes you may not agree with it, but the Supreme Court is the highest court of our country. Nxa siyenze I decision, yebo yes, ngabe singavumelani lakho, kodwa kufuze to allow the country to go forward. Kufuze ukuthi hayi madoda, okay, kube nje siza kulwa ngelinye ilanga, so that we allow the country to move forward.
Thank you very much. So, in brief, you're saying that you know, people should be patriotic to their nations, even if certain things are happening. So, Mablas.
Regating funze kunava Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, the MDC Alliance Tanzwasho Kutaurwa, never Kutaura, Vakamira EFF. Imimuno shuona se, Shavar Kutaura, Nutinda, Wana Vangavaka Nanga, but renew the MDC Alliance.
Look, siya nditi ni aiwa ziriku nzikwa zwa anotaura ndoma fungiro wa avu ameno kutivazo wana kupi kutivaite fungiziro zekuti MDC haisi patriotic. Gunozi wakuti kwa tino shanda isu tinoti kuita patriotic kunyika yako kugadzirisa nyika yako kuti ibudirire akusi kuti chiro makota achita zwa anoita zekutezira zwa wanenge watumwa sikuti wanungosunga wanu wa MDC. Tosungwa tochitanga kushambadzira kuti makota anogona nokuti ndedu. Mukaona zvinoitika kuna na America ndezvekuti kana koti ichikanganisa inogadziriswa. Kana President Zuma vakanzi vari kufungidzirwa kunzi vakaba mari, ma South Africans anobuda nekumhanya achiti vakomana ngatione kuti chichaitika nekuti ndobudirira ka. Zviripo zvinowanikwa muupenyu kuti tinoita vanhu vanofunga kuti kugona kungobvuma ka. Ngota azwa taugwa ndizozo ndoda kuti tigare takangonyarirana hazvisiba kugona kuziva kuti chakaipa nechipi chakanaka nechipi. Pandiri pano handifini ndakatamba nembavha dzinobira nyika kana kuti vanhu vanokuvadza mainstitutions enyika ndichiti ndoda kungowirirana navo. Ndoti aiwa uyu wava mutungamiri wenyika and tichiziva kuti wakabira maelections, handitauri izvozvo because I don't have a god on earth, because pane chinhu wani chandoziva, nyika yedu inoita zvainoita inonaka nekuishandira kwatinoita isu sevanhu nekushandisa ruzivo rwedu kuti tigadzirise zviripo. Zvakawanda zvikuru sazvisiri kufamba zvakanaka munyika yeZimbabwe zvinofamba zvakanaka munyika dzimwe. Izvozvo zvinoitwa nepfungwa idzodzi dzinoti aiwa ka chingoita kutingonyarare ka tisaendere mberi. Vakuru vanoti mwana usingachimi unofira mumbereko ka. Those who do not work to better their country will not get a good country. So isuzu kusharamba tichishandira kuti Zimbabwe inake. Chero ndikasara ndiri one ndichiti kuba kwakaipa, makotsi ngaashanda achiteedzera mutemo kwete kuteedzera munhu. Ndichiti kutaura kunoita Mnangagwa achiti we own makotsi ndedu, majaji ndedu, zetarapi ndedu, military ndedu, kwakaipa. Ndicharamba ndichidaro chiro ndikasara ndava one nokuti ndinofungidzira neruzivo rwangu kuverenga kwandakaita kuti zvakashata kuti munhu kana kuti bato rifambe richiti mainstitution estate ndake. Saka kana muchida kuita izvozvo aiwa itai zvenyu. Handifi ndakadzidza zvinhu zvakashata kudaro zvinhu zvisingabatsire zvinoondomoka nyika saizvozvo.
Thank you, Dr. Sibanda.
Maybe Gibbs, the guidance we could have a Mujuru, which Pindura, Vasibanda, Vesa, no PF, Vasimba Mujuru, to pay off the venue, Panesh, at our one of Vasibanda.
Thank you, Marvelous. The issue of freedom of speech in our country is very important. Vanhu vanofanogara vakasununguka kutaura zvavanofunga vasingambunyikizwi kana kufunga kuti vakwanise kutaura zvavanofunga. So, yes, everybody is entitled to say what they think. But at the end of the day, ZANU-PF is the government of the day. And ZANU-PF is a government that's governing the country right now. So for them to say, or for us to say, we control these institutions, it's a fact, because we are the government of the day. So, and we don't expect oppositions to agree with us, because the minute they start agreeing with us, then they become part of us, they're no longer opposition. It's also important for us to have a healthy opposition. So, again, it comes, like I said earlier on, we cannot debate old debates every day. We cannot come here tomorrow and debate the debate that we had 2 years ago instead of talking about progressive things that make the country go forward. Right now, we need to be supporting the president in infrastructure development, like what he's doing with the roads, in these people that have gotten licenses, making sure that they're broadcasting and there's a wider net, making sure that electricity is available to every citizen, making sure that fuel is available, making sure that jobs are being created. Those are the important things for us who are in government.
Yes, those
are the issues we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
maybe give. Let me just ask Mr. Mujuru one question in English. That here in the United States, we see there is a separation of power between the judiciary, whether the institution belongs to America, but there's a separation. So why is it not the same system in Zimbabwe?
There's a separation of power in Zimbabwe. I mean, simply because the opposition says that there's no separation doesn't mean there's no separation. The judges are the judges, right? The executive branch is the executive branch. The MPs are the MPs. So when people say something, if this is their opinion, like I said earlier on, they're entitled to say whatever they want to say. It's not a crime. But there's clearly separation of power in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, Mr. Mchuru, you touched on something very interesting here, a healthy opposition. Can you define that?
Well, to me, it's less debate issues. The opposition should come to us and let's talk about how to create jobs. If those are the conversations we want, if they've got good ideas on how jobs can be created and they've got MPs in parliament and all these platforms are open for debate and you're saying, let's come here and let's talk about creating jobs in our country, those are fantastic shows. That's what we want. But this idea of every time we meet, we debate old debates is counterproductive. We want, let's think, because ultimately, Even opposition, I think some of them in there ultimately want the same thing as our country progresses and become, we lower unemployment, we lower all these things that we're working with. So if we come with that mindset and we debate those mindsets, I think it's better and healthier for our country.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Busani Mosontini. So, Mr. Ntini, you are a person without a political party, I guess, a Zimbabwean party. So now listening to this gentleman talking about some of these issues, especially a healthy opposition. Do you think that the opposition in Zimbabwe is playing its watchdog role? That is very critical because it seems as if, like what Mr. Mchuri is saying, they're always talking about the same thing, you know, so chip in there.
I think I think Mr. Mujuru is talking of an opposition, equating it to an opposition, let's say here in the US where there's democracy. In Zimbabwe, you know that ZANU-PF wants a one-party state. So they are out there to squash any opposition. They are out there to pretty much influence the opposition by making them be under pressure all the time. So we cannot compare what's happening in the U.S. and what's happening in Zimbabwe. I think the opposition in Zimbabwe is working under very stressful conditions. They are not, free to do what they need to do. And it's not only in Zimbabwe. Let's look at what's happening in Uganda with Bobi Wine. They can operate. So I think a lot of countries in Zimbabwe, I mean, in Africa, really, the oppositions are not given the fair opportunity or a level ground to operate. So it's kind of hard to really, equate that to the U.S. Democracy. And then, of course, Mr. Mujuru, he had to self-correct himself there. He actually did indicate that they are the ruling party, so they have the right to, say whatever the courts need to say. Then he realized he had say something that would put them in a negative, way. He kind of, backtracked on that. But the truth of the matter is, in Zimbabwe, really, the opposition is doing whatever it can. And this didn't only start happening with the MDC. We know what happened to ZAPU. We know what happened to other parties that came subsequent to ZAPU. I think, ZANU really is pushing for a one-party state, and they are doing everything in their power to pretty much, eliminate all opposition parties.
So under those circumstances, briefly, what should the opposition do to actually press the government on certain matters? We've got COVID-19, we've got a lot of things that are not going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. What should they do, briefly?
I wish the opposition had financial ability to actually start, you know, having their programs, you know, not waiting for the government to chip in. If we had an opposition that had finances, I don't know where they can get the finances, and start actually having their own programs. They cannot be called unpatriotic because they are anti-corruption or they are not submitting to certain decisions that are made by the courts. But, you know, they have to keep trying. I don't know what the formula is for them to be able to actually participate and, you know, move the country forward. I mean, I would not, if I were in their position, I would not submit to, you know, a stolen election and then say, hey, let bygones be bygones, because it is suiting the ruling party.
Yes, thank you so much. And hold on there. Let's go to Mr. Mlalazi before going to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Mr. Mlalazi, do you think the opposition is playing its watchdog role in Zimbabwe? Briefly, Bob.
Not at all, Baba. I want to quote something that Ms. Sibanda of the opposition and the gentleman for the ruling party of Zimbabwe. They mentioned a country like Malawi and a country like South Africa, but I've seen those leaders visiting Zimbabwe and refusing to meet the opposition leaders. Do you think they are being used or they are being told not to? Oh, Nina, the opposition, you are not saying what is meant to be said about politics. So, if you look at South Africa, for instance, a political party, a opposition, like a young political party like EFF, they are saying one thing that the leaders, the heroes of Africa, have been saying from the beginning, which they are fighting for Abantu Bamnyama by United. So, what Trump has exposed to the Africans, Lama opposition parties, they learn this system when they go and cry babies. They will go to the election. They're predicting what you are going to be cheated. They say after that, they cheat you, they will be crying all their way to the next election, doing the same Kuma in Pefana, expecting the different results. So, you know, I'm saying we want to see the opposition going to Ama border post, they're going to call the police to attend the people of the government. They're going to have problems. But women, protect women, protecting a woman like Makupe, men protect the woman, not saying, oh, so that's what they want to do. They should be protecting Ama kids after Messina. We want to see families are going to Messina and meet those kids and selling those vehicles that don't take who they want to live. And they only will see that what they need. They are going to change Africa is not going to be possible because they failed. So Abantu, woman minister and leaders like Malema was the one Africa's one leader that will confront hunger and starvation and mad diseases are America. If you look at Abantu Udi America, America, Matotania was the Matthias Patan. But how come aid is ravaging Africa and not doing the same thing in the United States of America? So those are the things that you want a leader like Chamisa will be talking about. We want a leader like Mnangagwa will be talking about. We want Africa, we're hungry. People are not telling anything. Imagine a profession, like say, for instance, a doctor or a teacher, for instance, yet we have got leaders that gallivanting with expensive vehicles, the opposite lead, then I think I'll be taking money in a day. We want to resolve those things. So, from January to December, the same is unfair.
Thank you very much. Marvelous. Maybe let's go to Dr. Sibanda.
I want to get in the Kunava Sibanda. More Pindra should put our one of Amlalas.
Look, I'm genuinely shocked. Because it's not just the level of incoherence, but it's also the level of untruth. I mean, the gentleman starts off with a claim. I mean, every claim is mad. He wants President Chamisa to go to Messina. Like, which other opposition, which other politician does that? President Chamisa must do things that have never been done by anybody. He says that the South Africans came here and they didn't want to speak to the opposition. that's what's shocking about that is that it's not true. You know, the South Africans came out and said, we want to talk to the opposition, but we've not been given permission to do so. We will try to come back another time, because they were told not to speak to the opposition. When President Ramaphosa sent his envoys, he said they should speak to everyone. And they set up meetings. And then they were told, no, your envoys are only ZANU-PF. And this is not something that's a secret. This is something that they had a press conference about. So I'm wondering where this gentleman, this nice gentleman, speaks very gentle and amazingly, where he is getting his facts.
Yes, but you know, this is a newly elected leader from Malawi. He came with visited any presidential or official visit in Zimbabwe. Did he meet you?
They don't do that when they come on a state visit.
I've seen Chamisa on her talk. He met Trump.
I allowed you to interject. Let me finish. Okay. The fact of the matter, my brother, is when Trump comes to America, he doesn't meet to Britain. He doesn't meet the leader of the opposition. He meets the government of the day. You don't expect President Chamisa to do the impossible, something that's not done as per protocol. These are international protocols. It is the people like the envoys that were sent to study the Zimbabwean situation that you would say, no, why did they refuse to speak to the MDC? In fact, they asked to speak to the MDC, right? After they asked to speak to the MDC, they were refused permission to do so, right? So for you to then say they didn't,
right,
and then to make expectations for President Chamisa that you would never make for anyone on earth that are outside the norm is seriously inappropriate and very unfair. And I hope that you can revisit that position, because it makes an impression that is not correct.
Thank you so much, Dr. Yeah. Konda. Let's bring in Mr. Ndibali. Chipping in briefly.
As opposition, we must stop to be crybabies. We must stop creating an environment that seems to mirror the very ZANU-PF that we want to defeat. Because if we've been governing local authorities, doing that in a corrupt and with impunity, we cannot hold ZANU-PF accountable. Most of these guys who've been in MDC for the last 20 years, they must retire because they are crybabies. We must engage robustly without fear, engaging ZANU-PF, engaging anyone. By now, MDC must have made a number of reforms. They were in government of national unity. They were still crybabies within that government. They are still crying babies today. They are still crying babies. So we, as Zimbabweans, we must get to a point now where we say, you know what, this MDC crybaby thing, we must do away with it. We must bring new politics where a leader can step aside and allow other leaders to come forward and lead better. Look at MDC. Perhaps even, in MDC, if they were clever, they would have other leaders coming, working with Comrade Chamisa in a genuine way, because that party is so much a mirror of ZANU-PF. A number of them actually are sellouts. You know, a number of them are not even genuine to the very leader that they speak of. You know, they are sellouts. So we must get rid of those people in opposition. New opposition parties such as the EFF Zimbabwe, that is talking about One Africa, borderless Africa, socialist policies in a manner that will move the economy from the hands of the few corrupt to the hands of many across the country. A party that does not tolerate tribalism, whether it's done by Ndebele, Shona, Kalanga, tribalism in our party or sexism, any ism in our party, we do not accept. But we've seen MDC flirting and talking to tribalism. Look at what their chairperson in Bulawayo has just been doing, in Masocha, and they did some flimsy investigation, yet there is a young man who is crying, who is wounded, and they are playing games with that.
Maybe, Gibbs, if I can just interject there before our guest goes. Are you then saying you are planning to also be running in Zimbabwe as EFF Zimbabwe?
We are running in Zimbabwe. We've been in election twice. We are a fully registered political party. We've been alive for the last 4 years. There is EFF Zimbabwe. EFF is across about 13 African countries. It is a revolution. It is a party that will, a revolution that will unite Africa, that will see a borderless Africa. We'll see no Bait Bridge. We'll see no Chirundu. We'll see no Kazungula. We'll see no borders in Africa because we believe that Africans, we are one. Africans, we must not apologize to anyone. We must not suck up to America like what MDC is doing. We must not be twerking to US, to America, to Canada, or anyone else. We must be uniting Africans. The African continent must come first. Our resources are ours. Land is ours. We must not compensate anyone because our ancestors were never compensated. Cows, donkeys were taken from them. We will not apologize to anyone.
Can I say something briefly too? I want to answer. There's a gentleman who said earlier on that ZANU-PF is on an agenda to have a one-party state. I mean, that can be far from the truth, honestly. I'm going to say a couple of things. ZANU-PF's main responsibility at this particular time is, number one, to govern, because we are the governing party. Number two, it's not our responsibility to organize or structure opposition parties. That's not our job. Right now, our primary concern is that the president has got the weight of the office that he carries every day. The weight of the office requires us to create jobs, requires us to go forward. You cannot drive a car looking backwards. This is why we don't engage in conversation that constantly make us look backwards. We want to look forward. We want to come to this platform so we can start having conversations that are progressive in terms of our economy, in terms of agriculture. It's about to rain right now. We've got a nation to feed. So for us, when it comes to these conversations, this is what we want to talk about. Let's sit down and let's up our game. Let's up our conversation. Let's talk about things that make our economy better. Those are the conversations we're looking for. These other hearsays and stuff like this really don't serve our nation.
Right. One question, Mr. Mchul. How can you describe the opposition right now? Just less than a minute.
Well, it's not my place to describe them. But like I said earlier on, it'll be a good place if they, for example, if they had accepted when the president offered the leader of the opposition in the party, so we can start engaging in these conversations we're talking about, so that our country can go forward. Ultimately, that's what we want. But it's not my place to describe them.
Thank you. In less than a minute, Dr. Spanda, can you chip in there? Just less than a minute. Our time is up.
I think that's just a word of caution to Mr. Mujuru. Be careful. There is a more powerful ZANU-PF commissar in the discussion today. I mean, I don't know why he's calling himself EFF Zimbabwe. He sounds more like ZANU-PF than ZANU-PF itself. And I think that...
Do that. Come on. No. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Talking about things that are Zimbabwean, that do not pander, twerking to US, does not make me ZANU-PF. That is not right.
ZANU is already doing that. ZANU is already saying the things you're saying. Just join them and make them stronger.
Now, I think we've come to the end of the show,
doing things that are already being done.
Maybe let's give Mr. Yeah.
MDC is the DA of Zimbabwe. And he knows, the comrades Banda knows, that their structure in Kirezi recently defected to EFF and the comrade Kupe. He knows that. We are big and we are doing programs on the ground. We do not compromise on land. That's why ZANU-PF, we are standing toe-to-toe with ZANU-PF. We will not accept that ZANU-PF act as if they own Zimbabwe.
We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Zimbabwe Churu of ZANU-PF, Mr. Busani Mbusontini, an independent political commentator, Dr. Nkululeko Osibanda, MTC Alliance presidential spokesperson, Mr. Innocent Ndibali, Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, and Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, an independent political commentator. Signing off is Kip Stube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye and Chiti Muve ne weekend ya kanaka tosangana ya zvakare zvondorinouya mugare kure nechirwere che COVID-19. Bye bye.